Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 11th chapter. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem, and he went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, it was already late. He went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Peace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The video that you just saw by Hyperpixels Media asks a very, very important question. Actually, it's a very simple question. It's the same question. Happens at the very beginning of the video and at the end of the video, and believe it or not, in the middle of the video, woven through there, is the answer. The question is three words. The answer is three words. The question is simple. Who is this? And the answer is, this is Jesus. I imagine those who witnessed Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem probably were asking the same question, or they should have. I'm sure there were folks who did. Who is this? Who is this man who rides into town on a colt, of all things, when surely if he's a king, he could ride on something else? Who is this? A man who caused others to lay down their own cloaks so that he might walk on those as an entrance? Who does that for anyone else? Who is this? This man who happened to ride into town on a sea of palm branches. Who does that? Who lays that out for someone else? Anyone else? Who is this? This is the one, dear people of God, who comes to you and comes to me on this very sunny, very brisk, very cold Palm Sunday here in 2018. Today on Palm Sunday here this year, let us celebrate just who this is in Jesus Christ. Who is this? This, my friends, is who Jesus is. Let us take a moment of pause and silence to recognize that before we continue. So who is this? This is Jesus, the one that happens to love you, dear people of God, when you are unlovable by everybody else's standards. Who is this? This is Jesus, the one who sits with us when we have isolated ourselves from everybody else who even cares, from the closest to the furthest away. This is Jesus. Who is this? This is Jesus, the same one who still has belief in you and in me when you and I have given up on ourselves, and so has everybody else. That is who Jesus is. Who is this? This is Jesus, the one who continues to give unlimited grace, even when we fail at doing so ourselves, yours included, right here. Who is this? This is Jesus, the one who restores our hope when the world has stomped it out of you, when you're broken and beaten and bruised and you just don't care, and you don't think anybody else cares either. That is who Jesus is. Who is this? This is Jesus, the one who restores your hope when you have been left hopeless and helpless and hapless. That is who Jesus is. Who is this? This is Jesus, the one that can take every bit of your anger and your hatred and your bitterness and your pain and your confusion and your complexity and your exhaustion. That is exactly who Jesus is. Who is this? This is Jesus, the one who walks with you, and believe it or not, the one who puts other people to walk with you even when it's hard, even when it's impossible, even when you don't want them to walk with you. This is Jesus. And these people, people of God, are not accidental. They are by design. God's design. Who is this? This is the same Jesus who uses these same people in your life and in my life. Regardless of if you disagree with them, if you're mad at them, if you're bitter at them, they're still the same people you laugh with, you cry with, you sit with in silence, even throw confetti with when life is that good. This is who Jesus is. This is who Jesus has always been. This is the Jesus who enters Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, even in the midst of our pain. Who is this? This is a Jesus who loves you for you and me too, even in spite of who we are. And that, people of God, that no matter what, is worth celebrating today, courtesy of the gospel. Thanks be to God. Amen.